This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Jacob Matthews, and I'm recording my oral history project, and I'm interviewing Nadine Matthews at 2405 Albemarle Road in Brooklyn, New York, on today's date, Monday, March 23rd, 2020. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yeah, I'll see.
Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, West Indies.
Why did you leave your country of origin?
Well, my mother migrated here first to the United States of America in 1988. And then after doing so, of course, you know, being, we were sent for. So you don't have a choice in the matter, basically, but to come. So I did.
What do you miss about your country of origin?
The weather, for sure. The beaches. And family.
What don't you miss about your country of origin?
That's what I...
No, what don't you miss?
Oh, that's the next question.
Yes, what don't you miss? So, what do you miss and then what don't you miss? So, what do you not miss about Trinidad?
What I don't miss, the mosquitoes, the heat, and I love my country, so there ain't that much, really,
okay,
that I don't miss.
What did your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving?
I didn't have much of a chance to say that I was leaving. It was like a real last-minute, quick decision thing. So, you know, I really didn't have that to say to much family and stuff that I was leaving. So, the ones who did know was like, all right, well, girl, you're going to America, you know, make the best of it. What else do they tell you, you know?
What were your expectations of the United States?
Oh, well, that for sure is a shell shocker. I really thought I was coming to a place where I would see lots of huge, big houses, big walls, fancy cars for each house. Not coming, seeing all these. When I came out of JFK, it was a real shell shocker for me. My hopes, my dreams, my expectations were totally crushed with what I saw. You know, I always picture America as like a postcard, you know. The postcard that I used to get when I was a young girl back home growing up, where you would always see these beautiful snow landscapes and these nice pictures of these beautiful houses and that kind of thing. And I got out of JFK, started traveling and saw all these buildings, all these houses, all this got. It was a real shell shock. I wanted to go back home right then.
Can you tell me about like your journey? So in this case, like the flight and everything, did it all go according to plan? Like,
did it all go according to plan? It pretty much did. Like I say, it was kind of lonely. Normally, back then, going to the airport, you would have like an entourage about 30 or 40 people following you. That's like if the family really knew that you were going beforehand. In my case, like I said, nobody really knew I was going. So it was just myself, my aunt, the taxi driver, and my uncle and the taxi driver. The taxi driver was Uncle Roy, my uncle's friend, who was Uncle Roy at the time. And my friend at the time. And that was it. So basically, I went in, went off, no big entourage at the waving gallery, which we had at the airport at that time to wave me goodbye, nothing. So it was kind of bittersweet, you know, not knowing what I was coming to. First flight, leaving out to Trinidad and Tobago, not knowing what I'm coming to. And so it was kind of, you know, scary and yet happy, you know, exciting, not knowing, but I made it.
When and with whom did you come to New York City?
When did I come to New York City? To be exact, I came to New York City on October 3rd, 1988. And to whom, or with whom? I came with no one. I pretty much traveled by myself. But I came to my mom and my brother, eldest brother, and his girlfriend at the time. I met them. They met me. My mom met me at the airport, at JFK Airport.
All right. How did New York City meet and... Well, you kind of already sort of answered this, but how did New York City meet and fail to meet your expectations?
Well, like I described earlier, you know, expectations were totally down. It wasn't what I expected in the sense of buildings, landscape, cleanliness. Totally didn't meet up to my expectations then. Because here I am thinking I'm going to this real huge big city, America. The place everybody always want to come. So you figure when you reach, you're walking out, you're getting out to this immaculate place. People would walk different, talk different, look different, you know. But it was all just in our little minds growing up, I guess, you know. Wasn't reality. Nothing came to reality.
Yeah, so how were you received upon arriving in your neighborhood specifically and the United States in general?
Say that again?
So the first half of the question, like, how were you received when you arrived into your neighborhood? It's like the
in
first
neighborhood.
Right. So the first neighborhood you went to, so in this, I'm guessing that in this case, I'd be
in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So like how are you received, like, when you went
to? It was quiet. The neighborhood I went to when I first came here, I went to East Flatbush, East 32nd Street and Avenue H to be exact. That was my first landing point from JFK Airport. That's where we took the taxi and that's where it brought us. That's where I stayed. I lived there. And I'm in a building there, you know. It was the first time ever living in an apartment building.
That was the same one that Herschel...
Chandra. Yes. You know, Chandra lived on the very first floor as you go up the two step. First apartment on your right.
Yeah.
That was Chandra's apartment. So I stayed there. And...
Jesus.
It was quiet. It was very quiet. And, you know, that was about it, really. Wasn't no, I had no friends. Remember, I mean, I'm now coming, so I have no friends. There was no family really here or anything to interact with. So it was just me. It was a kind of a lonely life for quite a while. For quite a while, it was a lonely, lonely life.
Right. So how were you received in the United States in general?
Yeah. Not great. That's just my perception, you know. I just came because my brother was working already. My mom was working. My sister-in-law was working. There was no one around to do anything or take me anywhere or, you know. So I stayed home in an apartment, watched TV all day, all night, slept all day. And I kind of found myself a way around and learn the city, learn Brooklyn, learn the train, learn the bus, learn everything on my own. You know?
Hey, how did you adjust to the new culture of New York City?
Gradually, but I think I did. All in all, I think I did very well, you know, with time.
All right. What new opportunities were available to you upon your arrival in New York?
I really thought there would have been more opportunities for me then. But on the factor of coming, not having legal status, there were not much opportunities for me, you know. But at least nobody informed me. The kind of things that they told me made me just stay on the radar, you know. So, I didn't see any opportunities.
Alright, so, any, if there, like, when there were opportunities, were you denied any? Like, because you were an immigrant?
I wish there were opportunities, and if there were, that I really had known about them, because leaving my country, I came as a new graduated student of cosmetology classes, both basic and advanced graduated certificates, top of the class. And I really left there coming with the expectation that I would have been able to come here and further it. But when I came here and they were starting to tell me, oh, don't talk loud on the train, don't this, don't that, you know, because they, if anything, the immigration. So that made me very timid. That made me scared. So I never asked anybody anything. There was no schools. I and only later now all these years to realize that was so untrue. I could have probably gone to school. I could have. But, you know, when people don't give you the right information, or you're scared or you're afraid to go out and ask for right sources, it can really put a hamper on your life or your dreams or your expectations or the things that you could get, you know, look or do.
Where have you lived in New York City and why?
I have always lived in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, since I arrived in America. I mean, I've lived different areas. I have lived East Flatbush, I have lived Crown Heights, I have lived Canarsie. I'm now back in Flatbush again, East Flatbush. Always lived in Brooklyn, never lived out, because I guess it's the first place I landed when I came here. And it's what I know as home. And also, it has a lot of my Caribbean roots here in Brooklyn, you know?
Alright, let me see. What was the hardest part about your move to New York City?
Leaving my soul loved us. What should I say? What would have been my cosmetology school, or should I have said, what is the word I'm looking for? What would have been my profession? I did that with such passion, such love, and I was looking forward. If I had stayed in my country, I would have been on top of the ladder, they would say, you know. I aspired top of my class. I was really looking a bit of future into that day, and I think by coming here, it set me back instead of putting me forward, you know. So that was the hard. I really didn't want to come when my mom said, come here, because I was just finishing up that. And I was looking forward to doing my own business and stuff home, like having my own beauty shop and, you know. And then, boom, in a spurting moment to leave here, to come here so sudden. And then that just, so that was a hard part for me. You know,
what's your favorite part about living in New York?
Favorite part about living in New York? I still don't know if I have a favorite part about living in New York. If I had the opportunity and the money that I would like today or tomorrow, I would go back home. I would live in Tobago. I went to school in Tobago. I lived in Tobago also. And if you give me the chance today or tomorrow, I'd probably pack up and go right back home. So I don't know if I have a favorite part about living in New York. I mean, hey, things are much more accessible, you know. Things are much more accessible in New York, let's be real, compared to where we live back home. You know, everything is at, excuse me, everything is at hand. You might find some things more affordable or stuff, but I mean, there's nothing here that in my country you can't get. Once you have the money, you can get it, you know? So,
How has your neighborhood changed since your arrival?
Oh, Big time. Our neighborhood has changed. Really, really changed. In the sense of buildings, the spaces that used to be at there no more. It is very much more busy now than it used to be back then. Business wise, you know, a lot of places. A lot of the places that I once knew, not there anymore. So when I arrived, it was one thing. And now that, like, you guys are here, I could take you places and show you and tell you what was there. But it's not there anymore. You know, so building change, scenery changes, you know, is make it different now.
Let me see. I want to end on, Okay, what would you change about the U.S. immigration system?
I would change the visa system, probably. And maybe still have a visa, but in a sense that it's easier to obtain. And it make it that people can come and go, you know, easier. With then we would not want to really come and stay here sometimes without going back to where we come from. Because in my case, when I came, I had, a year visa. And I came at the time when that visa had like about 3 months left on it again. You know, just when it was about almost to expire. So I had to travel it. But I really wish I had more of a time on it, because I wouldn't have stayed here. Coming and seeing and realizing that there wasn't nothing for me here at a young age of 16 then. And there was nothing really that I liked about the place, and nothing. I didn't want to stay. I wanted to go back home. Maybe, you know, I might have gone back and come back and, you know, do that sort of being able to, my mom would have been able to see me then, you know, on a yearly basis or so. I would just come on a visitor's visa. And but it's hard to obtain a visa, and they're just making it even more harder. So I wish they would rethink that. You know, there are a lot of people who don't really care, who don't care to really come here and stay here. But because of their way of doing things and stuff makes it, make people make some decision that they do make. So they need to think about that and reform that.
All right. Real thing. All right, so that's gonna conclude the interview. You understand what I'm saying? Thanks, you done nothing. And yeah, enough love, enough break-ins, and stay healthy all 2020, you done know. Right.